Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 271. As we now know, there are two possibilities of how we can choose to identify ourselves. We can agree with God and identify as spirit, or we can deny the truth and identify ourselves as ego, that is, as bodies, personalities, or circumstances. Today, I choose to agree with God and identify with spirit, my higher self, the Christ, and see only the love and light that would have me see. Step 272. In all my striving, I must remember one thing. God wants the glory and beauty of heaven revealed in the earth plane, and therefore wants much more for me than I want for myself. Why would I choose to be content with the acquisition of a few things when I was created with, as, and for everything? Step 273. If I am afraid or not at peace, it is because I am mistaken about who I am and can easily correct my disturbance by remembering and maintaining the truth. I am the child of God, and as that, my portion is eternally peace and plenty. Step 274. It is my desire to walk on water, that is, to master my emotions. God is the master of peace and love, as the ego is master of fear and chaos. It will be easy for me to master my emotions if I remember who my master is. Step 275. According to the law of polarity, since love and fear are opposing forces that cannot occupy the same space, today I ensure that I experience the love that God dwells in by turning my back on everything that I made up in the dark and embrace with all my might what God created in the light, and refuse to turn around no matter how often I may be tempted to. Step 276. Although I was created as an emanation, a complete download of God, unless I know I am and say I am, I will not experience the power and beauty that come with the awareness of that truth. Today, I accept God's word for who I am, and as a result, my life and everyone and everything that comes to me is transformed into its true state as a divine work of art. Step 277. I am bound by no laws but God's. Man's laws cannot be real, as they change from country to country, from state to state, from county to county, and even from family to family. God's law is the same no matter where you find it, and its consistency bears witness to its reality and its groundedness in unconditional love. God's law of mentalism says that I am only bound by what I think and what I believe, and only what I think and believe can set me free. Step 278. I was created in the image and likeness of God. That is, pure spirit having a physical experience. I am not being the experience. I am spirit having the experience. I might have an experience of lack or sickness or loneliness or fear, but those experiences don't define me. They simply inform me of how I am identifying myself, who I say I am. If I think I am my circumstances, I'm deceiving myself. If I am weak in any way, then I must believe that God is weak. And since that could never be true of God, as a perfect download, that could never be true of me. Step 279. I used to think that I would have to die to get to heaven, that if I was good and lived a pious life, that I would be rewarded in the great hereafter. I didn't realize that heaven is a positive and loving state of mind that can only be experienced in the here and now. It is the positive and loving state of consciousness of God inside of which I was created and subconsciously will maintain eternally. I no longer choose to remain in a hell of my own making when my Creator ordains that I be free to experience the extraordinary right here and right now. Step 280. As a direct download of God, no matter how bad or wrong I think I am not. I did not create myself and cannot therefore conjure a separate truth about myself. I can agree with God, but I cannot make defective what God created as whole, perfect, and complete. Today, I choose to accept the truth about myself and my human family and bask in freedom and the love for all of us that choice would yield.